I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Guys, it's dog pandemonium.
We're truly in a dog chaos zone.
Mango's
here. He's still learning how to be professional during a podcast, yeah. But he's improving.
He's
with
improved
every
a lot.
Recording, he improves.
Yeah. Tonya is in a place of Susie and the Banshees.
Tonya's in a place of Sayopsi. Bark at every noise.
He's a little riled up. I think Mango's presence has riled him up. I think there was some sort of Amazon person outside that kind of...
Any delivery person is, and any sound of construction is a chance to go...
Or like a sway of a breeze.
Full cray cray.
The sway of a tree.
Mm-hmm. Wind. Solar
flare. A leaf
dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about the solar flare.
I feel like there's always a solar flare happening now.
It's the new jubilee.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the solar flare was forecasted to happen, and then now it's happening.
Oh.
Like, it was like a solar flare.
I think coming.
Let's Google it.
Okay.
You know what? When in doubt.
Do you think the queen rode the solar flare to Valhalla?
Yeah.
By the way, the queue for the queen's funeral is like 7 miles long.
I'm so sick of this funeral.
It needs to stop.
I was like reading the Daily Mail last night before bed, and I was like in the U.S. celebrity vertical, and all it was queen's funeral articles. I was like, okay, I get it. Like, this is not U.S. news.
No.
Put it in a different vertical.
The UK,
and get it
Joel,
out of my fucking sight.
Get it out of our sight.
Enough.
I want more of the solar flare, less queen's funeral.
Way more solar flare.
The queue.
Way
I don't,
less funeral.
I don't need to know about the queue.
They're like, drama, pandemonium, and a soldier dropped next to it. It's like, okay, yeah.
A football team kicked off after the queen died and are being reprimanded and investigated. It's like, what?
Someone told me they closed food banks
to
honor the queen's funeral. I was like, honey, if you don't uprise now.
Yeah, it's giving like French Rev.
Yeah, like, why the fuck? I'm sorry, like, yes, I have a funeral, by all means.
Yeah.
Like, do what you need to do and make it nice, like, put the money to it. I don't care. But, like, loop me the fuck out.
Maybe
I don't need to be looped in. No one else needs to be looped in. And things don't need to close for that.
It's none of our business.
People die all the time.
Yeah.
You don't need to close anything.
Old people die.
Keep it fucking going. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah.
People. That's, like... Please don't close anything when I die. Like, keep everything open.
Well, maybe for like an hour.
Like, have a moment of silence, but I don't want to like inconvenience other people's lives.
I feel like they could have done this in a 48-hour period.
It's lasting forever.
It's lasting for 10 days. It's pretty crazy. Anyway.
I'm like, you guys are Catholic. Like, you don't even have to, like, no, they're not even Catholic. They're not Protestant.
The King of England, though.
Episcopalian?
No, it's like Protestant.
Earth faces triple threat from the sun. Oh, a great. Triple threat da, doll. Da, 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 da. She can actually sing, Minnelli. She can dance.
The Liza Minnelli of solar
destructive
storms.
Solar storm could strike us soon.
Great.
Take me now. Take out the Queen's funeral first.
Yeah, take out.
Like, hit that air take zone out the cube. And make it stop. Three sunspots are coming together on the Earth-facing side of the sun, and they can cause a terrifying solar storm strike on our planet.
What is this?
This is Hindustan Times.
Oh my god, I love them. They're always like they're little catastrophists over there. But continue.
One of the sunspots, AR-3088, looking AR-3088 right in the eye, became notorious for blasting extremely powerful solar radiation at Venus.
Oh my god.
This is giving Gaga. This is giving Chromatica Venus. Ball. Venus. Rocket number 9.
Da, 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 da. Take me all the way to Venus. She says it the way she says it. Venus.
Venus. It's Kathy Hilton.
It is.
You know what song I've been listening to on repeat lately? Scheiße.
Oh.
I don't speak German, but I can if you like.
Like.
I just want to help you. I just want to help you.
The Scheiße Man. Without the shots of yeah. And she goes, he's sleeping up and up there.
He's sleeping all the months there.
And he's sleeping and deep flag and deep bum. Big bum and goose.
Gaga is actually mother
to a lot of these bitches.
To a lot of these bitches. She was doing
sleeping all the months there.
Almost everything the Kardashians are doing, Gaga did it first. I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm also gonna give no. I'm gonna give no frame of reference for that statement, and you just have to all make right. what you will of it. But I had that thought the other day, and it really.
Were you stoned?
No.
All right.
So.
All right. Continue.
The Earth has luckily escaping the wrath of the sun, even as it ramps up its volatility as it goes through its 11-year solar cycle. Today, the Earth stands in a very different situation because of these constant solar storms.
This was like translated, like
Hindustan Times. We stand.
We stand.
Okay, can someone just like? I need someone to dumb it down into one paragraph.
Basically, I think the threat is like an unhealthy amount of radiation being emitted in the sunlight / EMP, which would
Chernobyl vibes.
EMP would just. Everything, like it would fry everything, like we wouldn't have electricity. That would be like kind of maybe the worst thing that could happen, because it would revert everything back to like
it's geomagnetic disturbance vibes. That's what I'm gleaning.
Okay,
there's I think a lot of flares are happening because the Earth is now facing the sun. Can a scientist who's listening, like, please just write an email to sexuniquepodcast@gmail.com and, like, break it down? Because there's just,
we're not
every day I see a flare, and every day I'm like, how is this flare expressing itself?
They've been warning us for a while about it. Now it's, I guess, upon us. What I need to know is, like, is there a risk of, like, being set back to, like, the Stone Age?
No.
Okay. Then that's all I care about.
Okay, so there's a sunspot that has solar flare potential. And I guess Hindustan Times is saying there are three sunspots and they could create solar flares. A dangerous sunspot with major solar flare potential is pointing at Earth. I love. You have major solar flare potential. That's ANTM.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrus Shook. The large sunspot on the surface of the sun has been disconcertingly quiet, leading some astronomers to worry that a big solar flare may be building.
If they're wearing these when they come in, it's quiet.
But if there's three sunspots getting ready to flare, homeboy's gonna get it.
Let's get loud.
So, someone says it has developed a Delta class magnetic field that harbors energy for X class solar flares.
I don't like Delta.
Mm-mm.
Don't like to hear that.
It's the strongest class of flare. But there's quite a bit of variation within the X class, which can produce as much energy as a billion hydrogen bombs on the most intense end of the scale.
Amazing.
Okay, so what? Fortunately, we're prevented from being harmed biologically by this intense output by the Earth's magnetosphere.
Okay.
But X flares and the coronal mass ejections, that's load, that are often associated with them, can create storms of radiation that can damage satellites, disrupt communication systems on Earth, and even the power grid. This is all very Mercury retrograde, which is on right now.
The power grid is what I'm talking about. That would cause chaos.
I don't want to lose the grid.
If we lost the grid, we'd be in the streets battling. We would. We'd be like, there'd be looting. There'd be like, within.
I'm like, looters, happened, let's unite on Melrose Place.
Who?
Looters.
Looters.
Looters, let's hit Isabel. Santa Novella. Isabel Marant. Santa Maria Novella.
The Row, I have my
Bottega
eye on
Bottega Veneta.
You. Yeah, I have my eye on The Row.
I have my eye on Melrose Place, so if anyone wants to gather and throw the first stone.
Laura's like,
I'll crawl in and grab a few things.
Laura's like, I'm not going to be the one, but I'll stand behind you.
I'll stand behind you, and then I'll Irma vet my way in and out.
If something like that happened, it would be within hours. It would be descending into like Lord of the Flies.
You think so?
Yes. If we lost all power in the world, just hypothetically.
In the world?
No, listen.
I don't think we're at risk of the world losing power.
If there was a major grid blow in like the region or like the country, there would be chaos very quickly.
Do you know, though, that if the world lost power at the same time, we wouldn't even know it because there would be no power to like tell everyone that the world lost power. So it actually would feel very localized.
So it's like,
and maybe everyone would be like, what's going on?
If a tree falls in the woods and you're
not there, if the world loses power, does anyone know anything?
So then
TV, you actually wouldn't know because you couldn't even turn your TV on.
You'd be like, I guess.
So you say.
Well.
So the flare hasn't happened yet, I don't think. But I'm a flying sunspot, tomorrow. I think that's fine.
I'm going to get flared as I'm flying.
The sun is currently building towards the peak of its 11-year sunspot activity cycle, which means we can expect our star to stay hyperactive for the next few years.
Our star. The sun is...
Our star. It is our star.
It is the celebrity.
But now someone's saying there is a huge solar flare barreling towards Earth. Newsweek.
Okay.
It shot a 10 million degree Celsius solar flare at our planet. Okay, so it has happened.
So we're good.
It's happening. Another sunspot region, AR-3098.
What is she doing?
It happened on September 12th.
Oh, okay. It's then kind of flop.
Okay, magnetic fields, huge amounts of energy can be released. It explodes from the sun in a flash of radiation called a solar flare or cloud of plasma, known as a coronal mass ejection. The sun is giving us loads for low temper.
The sun is literally...
The sun heard about low temper and was like, I have a huge load for you.
For Earth.
They can interact with Earth's atmosphere and magnetic field, disruptive effects on modern technologies such as radio communication, navigation systems, and even power grids.
That's like worst case scenario.
There are different classes of flares.
Yeah.
A, B, C, M, or X. X is the strongest. These flares are like...
Category one. I'm not worried.
Some scientists are celebrating. Some solar scientists are like, finally, we got the flare of our dreams.
Wow.
Some solar
like,
scientists love a flare.
Solar scientists are like Helen Hunt and Twister.
Mm-hmm.
Who are like, I want to see inside the funnel.
Yeah.
They're hard for...
A 2-minute long radio burst. Yeah. I feel like this flare is really... Wow. There was an enormous flare on September 5th that one scientist said would be studied for years.
Wow.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
You know who's giving flair today?
Who?
Timothée Chalamet is on the cover of British Vogue, shot by Steven Meisel.
Oh, I think I'm going to like this.
I mean, he looks amazing. He looks like kind of Edward Scissorhandy.
I love Steven Meisel.
Yeah, he's incredible. And Timmy looks good, but they're all the covers, the titles are like, Mad About This Boy. I'm like, he's 26. Can we stop calling him boy?
He is kind of a boy.
I know.
That's boyish still.
But I'm a little like, that needs to stop.
You don't appreciate the
maybe
tweakification.
Maybe that's me being a 33-year-old gay man, but I'm like, the perma boy that we've given him, I think is a little like...
Well, as long as he looks like a boy.
You sexy
he looks like a sexy boy.
You sexy boy.
But then it says, the Chalamet effect. Timothée talks fate, fashion, and being an old soul.
So he's an old boy.
He's an old boy.
He looks great.
Oh, he's so cute.
I know, he really is.
He's sexy. He's showing nip.
I mean, I love that look.
I love it too. He's serving girl, even.
He's NB on that cover.
Yeah.
That's like, he's giving more gender fluidity than a lot of these bitches that are.
This is mother.
Yeah.
He's mother to everyone.
But like, I'd say these other cis male.
He's serving Bret Michaels.
Yeah, he is. That's Rocka Doll.
But
isn't
Rocka
that Edward Scissorhand pants?
Extensions.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say Timmy serves that vibe more than a lot of these cis male stars that are
more than a lot of even
praised
cis female stars.
Yeah, that's true.
He's encouraging me to get my looks together.
He's like, he's saying, get off your asses.
Rocka. He's serving like, I'm loving this.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
Do you think he's a dick?
I hope not. I'll bet he's sweet. He has nothing to be mean about.
He's beautiful.
He's stunning.
He's famous.
Everyone would fuck him. He's a great actor.
He does fuck everyone, I think.
That's cool.
Yeah. I think he's
I'm all in.
I think he's pandol.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know I love that.
I know you do.
You know I love a pan man.
I love a pan man.
Ooh, my little pancake.
I think he's like, that's what I've heard.
Okay, that's hot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mad about the boy.
All right.
Fuck you.
I like Timothée, but I'm also
Timothée?
I'm also just like the boyification, the perma boyification of
some of these hoes
adults that are nearing 30, or I'm like,
once you're 30 you can't be a boy, but I think in your 20s you can be a boy. That's what I mean. I still call women girls,
girlies.
And like, if I say, like, if I'm describing
this,
like,
girl,
I try to be,
yeah, I know what you're saying,
woman.
Yeah, this
but
woman.
Sometimes it sounds ridiculous.
It does sound. It sounds.
And so I need to be like this girl I know.
Also, sometimes when I say this woman, I'm like, it feels.
It feels like an indictment.
More
yeah.
patronizing.
Yeah.
This woman.
This woman I know.
It's like, okay. Oh, I feel like when I say it, I'm like, because I always try. I try to be on it about that too. But
yeah.
when I do say, well, I met this woman. It's like, well, what are you trying to say with that? That's how I feel like the person's thinking that's listening to me.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say with this woman?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I'm just like, am I saying, you know, it's just like this.
I think it's just girls and guys.
What I'm trying to say is it's hard for me.
It's hard for me to call a girl a woman. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not a girl.
Brittany, everyone asked for this. Everyone wanted her to be free, and now she's free, and now that everyone's mad.
About what now?
Just like her being messy on socials and like talking about her sons. I haven't super followed it just because I'm like,
oh,
I
she
can't,
was talking about her kids.
I just like That's can't sad. Engage yeah. with the level. Like, I want her to be free and live her
of
life
course.
The way she wants to live it. But I'm also like, I'm not here for the circus anymore and like the social media. I would never really here for the social media because I was like, this is an unwell person expressing themselves.
Yeah, I'm kind of just like with everyone, like, I don't want to know that much.
Yeah, that's actually, that's everyone on social media to some extent.
And I think it doesn't matter who you are. Like, I too support Britney's emancipation, and I'm glad that her family does sound repulsive and like horrific, so I'm glad she's married and happy and free to be and showing the nipple and all that and showing her bootsy. But I'm just like, some of the stuff I'm just like, all right, I don't want to know about this. Like your custody and like I would say that to anyone. Like I just don't want to know.
You know what I really want is I want her to get off her ass and fucking work. I want her to make another album. I want her to tour again.
I like
her. And it seems like she doesn't want to do any of those things.
Which is fine.
But so then I'm like, okay, I'm disengaging from the conversation.
I'd like her to make Blackout 2.
Yeah.
Right? Or like a mixtape.
Vegas residency.
I don't think she needs to do... I think that was her hell. So I don't think she wants to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think she wants to do anything.
Which is like,
which
cool.
is her prerogative.
Cool. Cool doll.
But also,
like, I am a little like, loop me out. Like some of her captions, I am like, hell yeah. Like I comment. I'm like, love you, girl.
Is she writing a book?
She was.
Like, that's what needs to happen.
Well, no, but
just,
she
like,
did. She, instead of writing a book, I think, or like giving an interview,
she did like
she did
a YouTube
that.
Video.
Yeah.
And that's. I'm sorry, but as someone who podcasts as an alternative to writing, I know that vibe, and you need to do the work. And when I say that to Brittany, I'm saying that to myself. But I see right through that.
I'm being a hypocrite because some of her captions, I'm like, hell yeah, put them on blast, B. I'm like, I'm literally commenting like, love you, legend. Like, we stand.
Mm-hmm.
We stand with
and
you
we
always.
Do.
But sometimes I'm just like, for her sake, I'm like, I'm like, oh no.
Mm-hmm. But that's what you get. Is he farting on you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a dog life.
Yeah. Dog life, love. But there are just sometimes where I'm like, I just don't want this to be used against her somehow by like the powers that be that have been conspiring against her.
I think she's free.
Shoot me down. I'm sure I'll get some. I'm sure, you know.
I think she's free now of that. It's just like. You either choose to engage or you don't. And I want to engage.
It's as simple as disengaging or engaging.
Yeah. And I just want to engage with the work.
And I'm a full, like, I love her music. I'm ready for it. I need new Britney music. The Elton John song, I'm like, it was good. But it was a little just like, okay, you just sang over this track.
You know, I never even listened to that.
No, it was just Tiny Dancer.
Yeah.
But
that's also, I was like, okay, this isn't like actual. Did he poot on my couch?
No, he doesn't do that.
Really?
No.
Oh.
He always waits.
He does a scoot.
I think he just tooted on me.
Sometimes Tony will be like sitting on me and just release a little fart, but it doesn't smell or anything. But I hear, he's a little farty, but it's just little farts that don't smell, which I'm kind of tickled by.
Mango, I will say he doesn't, he like really holds it.
Inside. He holds his shit together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I'm a little like, I mean, it's scary. Like if you say anything about like worrying about her mental health, people are like, you're a fucking fascist.
No, now her fans, the same people that like were rooting for her are now like, I'm really worried. Like someone should take away Instagram from her.
Really?
Well, yeah. Like,
that's what you get.
The dichotomy of the situation.
That's the dice you roll when you, and they were right to do what they did of like supporting her. But that's, you know, she is. We love Britney. We stan her. We like root for her, but she is mentally ill.
She's lived a hard life.
She's lived a hard ass life. She has a tough situation going on with her kids. Her ex-husband does not seem like he has her best interest at heart.
No.
And
but she, write a book, babe.
But write a book.
You don't even have to go on a book tour. You could literally just like make Zoom videos to promote it.
And she'll
but
make millions of dollars.
To write the book.
Write
and
a movie.
So many people would read that.
Sell the rights.
Yeah.
Anyway. Speaking of...
Speaking of some published authors.
Speaking of some, like, social media needs to be taken away from some of these people. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to...
Sexy...
Unique...
Podcast.
Beverly Hells Angels. I will say the shots of the mountains in the beginning and the heavenly choirs, I was like, this is real sick.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, do you see Brooks got canceled or people came for him because he was doing an Instagram live during a performance of a private concert and a woman was singing and he's in the audience just doing an Instagram live, answering questions.
Speaking. That's iconic.
And people were like, what are you doing? And he was like, yeah, no, it's not happening. And like, there's a woman singing off screen. Brooks Marks
does what Brooks Marks wants.
Taking Manhattan.
We're back in Bonesville, USA. The bone energy is strong.
Bones.
Aspen, city of bones.
City of corpse.
Yeah. Everyone's reeling from EJ Global's meltdown.
Kyle goes, this is torturing me. It's torturing me.
EJ going, what about the people? What about the facts?
Kyle and Rinna. Rinna's morning looks are just slaying me.
Rinna's whole vibe is slaying me. She is working this episode.
Rinna does. She goes, no, there are victims. She should acknowledge. Like, she does finally, like.
I love Rinna. She's serving sunglasses indoors. I'm now full circle a supporter of the aviator sunglasses, and I'm looking for a pair of aviator sunglasses to wear indoors myself. Yeah.
She's giving Ricky Mork.
She is giving Ricky Mork.
Mickey
She's
Rourke was at the Grove.
She's the Ricky Mork.
Mickey Rourke was like...
Mickey Rourke was at the Grove literally, I think, on the same day that I was at the Grove because I had to go to Sephora. I parked in the farmer's market lot and I walked in. I might have walked by him as he was smoking a cigar in front of Wild Flora in the farmer's market area at the Grove. I am really sad I was not paying attention.
What if you started dating Mickey Rourke?
I honestly would.
Yeah?
Why not?
All right.
I'll bet he'd be entertaining, fun.
He lives with his trainer, right?
Yeah, I think he lives in Venice. So I was also like, what are you doing on this side of town?
Mango, where are you going?
He's fine. Isn't that door closed? My bedroom door is closed.
He's just investigating.
He's a busy boy.
He likes to do rounds.
Mm-hmm. No, Mickey was at the Grove just like...
chiefing a cigar.
Yeah. And I've like, always... like just kind of doing comedy to himself and whoever was filming him.
Wow.
Like just having observations. Doing like Seinfeld observational comedy about himself.
He should do a weekly stand-up show at the Grove.
I'd go.
Everyone has fled the rental home. Which is
I don't
like,
blame them.
Erica now left. Erica packed her bags last night. Dorit helped her when they got home from her fight with Crystal. Erica went up to her room, packed her suitcases, and left.
Dorit and Diana both helped her clear out. It wasn't just suitcases. There were like trunks. There were trunks, coats, shoes, hats, accessories.
They scurried like they were evacuating.
And Diana gracefully allowed them to take up residence in her suite. But I'm also like... getting a wider shot of where Kyle's house is, I'm like, I don't like this neighborhood.
Well, that's how it is. They're just, there's like...
they're on top of each other.
No,
little,
the houses
like
are very...
like tiny ski houses.
They're very close together.
And I don't then, like that.
And then in town, and then there's huge manors like...
I prefer a huge manor.
Right.
Or a luxury hotel.
But I think Kyle likes being part of like the community. So she likes to be like...
she likes to be queen of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that seems like a neighborhood she can really get into and like live her queen truth.
Aspen's really important to Kyle.
It's...
as we learn in this
Aspen
episode.
Aspen is dead serious. When Kyle goes to Aspen...
she's in a place of caps for sale. She's literally wearing 8 cowboy hats on top of her head.
Kyle... goes into full
psychosis,
turquoise and silver belt, denim tops and bottoms, cowboy boots, and a hat. The second someone says Aspen to her,
she sleeps in boots and denim.
She is hats.
Mango, come down here. So Erica, I was just imagining Erica wandering around the frozen fields of Aspen at night going like, those bitches.
With a trunk. Screaming into the abyss.
Wow.
Now she's crying in the hotel suite to Dorit.
She looks deathly hungover.
Like.
The hangover, secondhand hangover I was getting in this episode was extreme.
In theory, I understand why Erica is so angry. But
really?
In practice. Yeah, I understand it.
Yeah.
Like, for her...
right.
Just I don't think she has... she...
I get what you're saying. It's like, you're in theory, you get why she's upset. Like, her lifestyle's been disrupted. She's been, like, defamed and, like, put through the ringer.
And she has no perspective because she has been, like, abundantly wealthy for years. So, to her, this is, like, this makes a lot of sense for her to be so angry and, like... fight for herself. But if she had any sort of self-awareness and an outsider's view, like a regular person's view of the situation, I think she would be like, oh, this is coming off horribly and I'm out of my fucking mind right now.
She's far gone.
You said she's far gone. She's
gone. I think she's like, she's gone full Blue Jasmine.
She's lost the plot.
Are they going to apologize?
She says.
But I also appreciate it.
We've said it before. I appreciate that she's just radically like
living
shameless about being like, I'm mad that I'm not rich anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care about the victims because I don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't...
mean like, not my victims, not my problem, which is not wrong.
But it doesn't
play well. I'll tell you that.
There's no opening credits in this episode.
I know.
So I was like, you know, it's...
they're being dicks, though, because I feel like I've never not been in Aspen now, and I need to see Kathy's meltdown.
You know, they're gonna hide it.
And I was really into this episode, like, up to a certain point, and then I was like, wait, you're just literally filling the last quarter of this episode with bullshit and then teasing out F-slur-gate.
Kathy, Kyle, and Rinna walked into town, and Kathy has gold under-eye patches on, and she's wearing, like, terrible snowshoes. And Kyle goes, Kathy, just because there's fur on those boots doesn't make them snow boots. And Kathy goes, what do you mean?
They are snow boots.
They are snow boots.
That's how they sold them to me.
Kyle needs to stop nagging Kathy. If she knows that's how she reacts, she better stop.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, it might not be right with Kathy, how she reacts to stuff, but, like, you've been your whole life, you've been her little sister. You know better.
The vibe.
You know better. That's youngest child 101.
Youngest siblings love to poke the bear, and the bear loves a swipe. And that's just like how the fucking story goes.
Don't I know it?
I'm haunted by the cafe that they all go to, and I can't put my finger on why, because it looks perfectly luxe and nice, but I am truly,
Laura,
I was shaking in my bed when I was like in that cafe. I was like, there's evil here.
Laura, you can't understand how right you are to have that instinct, because that's how I feel when I'm in Aspen. I feel permadread. I feel like there's just blood underneath us, like a river of blood flowing underneath Aspen. I hate it there.
Something's not right in the streets of Aspen. And that cafe was The Shining.
Sutton's puffy coat I need. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love Sutton. I just love it. Did you see her tweet where she was like, you know, I go to the gay bars too much with my gay friends when I start getting ads on Instagram for Grindr.
And she goes, love my hashtag LGBTQIA fan.
She does.
For someone who's never been in a store in her life, Diana has like popped her store cherry many times this season.
Don't get me started on Ms. Jenkins. I'm sorry.
Also, what is this store that they go to? Gourier?
It's like a really chic,
like expensive ski stuff store.
Kyle is just so excited to be taking the girls to Kiwasabi.
I know.
Which is her favorite place in the world. It's a hat store. It's a cowboy hat store. And you go and you get a hat tailored to you, burned, fitted. She's rented out the store. It's like the reason basically for the whole trip. It's Kyle and Mauricio's. It's like
they need to go to the hat store.
It's the only time it's at their happiest as a couple at Kiwasabi.
And Kyle honestly is her happiest when she can put on a hat and have a hat moment.
It's why she wears her hat.
I love Dorit, DJ, and EJ are all in that ski store. And then Dorit goes to Erica. She goes, and how do you feel? And EJ goes, I'm not going to the hat store.
I was a little like, Dorit, you're a bitch for this.
For siding with
EJ. Yeah, for just like, she knew this was going to trigger Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And she is supposed to be Kyle's like best friend. And she just totally like ditched her all day. I was a little like, Dorit, what are you trying to do? You're metal. Well, you're doing something.
Maybe she was told to hang with them. I thought, like, I'm like, I can't get a read on Ms. Jenks and her relationship to EJ.
Anyone?
I can't get a read on her relationship to the world, but certainly not to EJ.
Erica, I think, almost like fetishizes Diana because she, through her, she can like, she gets like second, she gets like a high from being around Diana.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Diana appreciates that desperation and makes her feel above Erica. And like, she's like, oh, you poor thing, you can watch me spend money. Like, it's fun for her, I think.
Yeah. I'm trying to find out what the ski store was called.
I don't know, but the shit's probably like $20,000.
I know. I just wanted to get a sense of the prices, but I guess I'll let it go.
Erica goes, I'm not going to a hat store.
And I don't blame you.
I'm not going to the hat store.
I'm kind of like, she's real for that.
Yeah, that is a real feeling. That if someone asks you how you feel, it's a totally legitimate answer to say, I'm not going to the hat store.
Erica also, she goes, I might leave today. And they're like, you're not leaving, Erica. She goes, I'll fly commercial home. I don't care.
Oh, wow.
Noble queen.
Hard times.
She's been officially dismissed from the lawsuit in Chicago. And she's miffed that no one's celebrating this fact and like praising her huge win in this dismissal.
But as they point out, Crystal points out, it's not gone.
It's not over.
It's just dismissed in Illinois. So it's going to be refiled in California. So like, Erica,
like, buckle up.
Choose your victories.
It's just so weird, the approach that she's taking.
Yeah.
I would really opt, I think, to say nothing.
I would not be on the show.
Well, she needs money.
She needs money, but I would be...
I would truly be trying to sell myself as, like, I'm going to make people really like me and root for me. And even if I think these victims suck ass, I'm going to do everything I can to make it look like I really care.
She should go, like, meet with them.
I don't know if they want to meet her.
I'm kidding.
I love, she goes and shakes. She does it just shaking hands and taking photos.
I want her to have, like, her Princess Diana moment where she's, like, in the minefield with, like, the, like, plastic.
She's like, I'm hosting a meet and greet
with the victims
in Indonesia.
Girardi Keys.
Yeah, and she goes, all the victims of Girardi Keys are welcome to purchase tickets for the meet and greet. I would love nothing more than to meet you and connect with you. That is, like, sounds like something she would do.
She goes, justice needs to be served to Diana. And I was like, she gave her the idea for her campaign.
They for the Chicago lawyers. Maybe they're the same people.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
What's with these lawyers in Chicago?
I don't know.
They're locked in the store as well, which Kathy, I love.
Kathy appears suddenly outside with one of those like plastic face masks, trying to get in, and then they go, don't open the door.
He goes, the door is locked. Do you want me to unlock it? And someone goes, don't unlock it.
You just see Kathy going.
Kathy's in a state of utter confusion. You cannot put her in a bunk bed and expect her to, like, function normally the next day.
Is she on something? Or is she just...
I think...
Or is she just like this?
I think she's like this. She's kind of Doty vibes. Like, you know when you take Doty anywhere and she just, like, cannot travel? I think Kathy's like that. And
which
she,
is surprising.
It seems like she's not because her traveling is, like... She steps out of her door and just steps into an Escalade and, like, is squired around with people carrying everything for her. But it's not like she, like, goes on, like,
girls
a more
trips.
DIY girls trip.
Yeah, that's true.
So this travel is destabilizing her from the inside out. And the final straw is when Troll Rinna rolls up next to her at the bar.
They go to Kiwasabi and Kyle goes, hats to try.
Kyle's making everyone buy $500 cowboy hats and trying on boots. And then everyone's like, Kyle, you really are a shopper.
Yeah.
And Kyle's like,
Yeah. Then Rinna, the fucking troll of the century, she goes,
saunters up right next to Kathy, plants herself down, and she goes, you know what I want to try? I want to try that 818. That's my friend Kendall Jenner's tequila. And I'm going to have a sip of that. I'm going to try it.
And Kathy, well, first Kathy goes, they have my tequila here. And then Rinna in her confessional goes, I know they do, Kathy. You probably put it there. So she's fucking trying to get her goat so bad.
Rinna knows exactly how to twist the knife. And I love that she does it to Kathy of all people. It's my friend Kendall Jenner's tequila. And you know what? I've never tried it. And I really want to try all my friends' tequilas and they have it here. So I'm going to try it. And I would love a glass of 818.
And Kathy's literally muttering swears to Garcelle.
And Matt, Kathy's like,
I just can't believe it. I'm so fucking. And then she imitates
she goes,
Rinna.
I can't believe she just fucking said that.
She imitates Rinna. I was like, fuck. And she goes, and Kyle just stands there and doesn't do anything. She doesn't say a word. I'm like, what's she supposed to do?
Yeah, like tell you can't order that.
And then Kyle can feel Kathy. She knows. So Kyle starts like fuguing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, honey, go to Al-Anon right now. Yeah. Find a meeting in Aspen or Snowmass.
The way Kyle was set off by this whole thing, I was like, this has way less to do with Dorit or anything. And this is all Kathy and family emotional problems.
I will say Kim and Kathy do, they
shit on Kyle.
They shit on Kyle.
Yeah. She's the youngest. She's the youngest and she's plucky and like makes it work and has a happy life and a happy marriage. And I think Kathy is probably a really angry person. We just haven't seen that side of her. And we all know Kim's demons.
And Kathy, like, at the bar, she goes, I'll have a margarita, but I don't have to do it myself. And I feel like I shouldn't have to. And I don't like that. So I hope someone can do it because usually people take care of it for me. To the bartender.
You're like, Kathy, you're at a bar talking to a bartender. Like, they'll make you a drink, lady. Don't worry about it.
And then Kathy goes, I gotta go.
She goes, can you just pour this from now on? You need to just pour this one at the tequila.
And then Kathy storms out, probably goes out to like chain smoke.
She's furious.
Then
Marie's texting. And angry.
Mauricio rolls on in and Kyle has like tears in his eyes. He goes, I just got off the mountain. And he goes, uh-oh, what did I walk into? And Kyle's just like, it's fine. really dating app.
I had a moment where I was like, this is such a probably situation that they have to deal with in their marriage all the time.
Constant.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Everyone takes gunshots of Kathy's tequila. It made me really, I was like, I really want to be in this hat store just having margs with the girls.
Yeah.
I was literally like,
I'll have a virgin mojito.
Have a virgin mojito. I'll have margs. I'll drink Kathy's stupid tequila and I'll try a sip of 818. I want to like sidle up next to Rinna and be like, you did that.
Kyle, I'm like, when she's drinking Kathy's tequila, I'm like, honey, it's a little too late.
Yeah, the damage is done.
And then we go back to the three stragglers, and I was like,
EJ is roaming the streets.
I wonder if Dorit is just spying.
I think Dorit, like, she's going to Irma Vep right now.
Mm-hmm. She's morbidly curious, I think.
EJ is wearing the earrings.
That's psychopath. That's like crazy shit. She goes, as long as these earrings are mine, I'm going to wear them. I've had them for 15 years, even before this.
They've been mine for 15 years.
They've been mine for that. I will keep wearing them until they're taken away from me by the court of law.
They were $7.90, now they're $130. I was like, good Lord, lady. You've got to get it together.
$130,000?
Mm-hmm. Damn. Jewelry also just depreciates so quickly in value. Yeah. Like,
She's wrong for that.
Really such a sign of her character, mm-hmm. because I think when you go through a really difficult situation, obviously it's like that's character forming and shaping and just shows you who you are in a lot of ways. And I mean, I've never had to go through like really publicly like a horrible situation like what she's going through. But I'm just like, damn, this is like, these are your values and like who you are and like what you believe in. And I can't super relate.
Can't relate.
I just wouldn't play it like that.
No, she's not savvy. They get to this restaurant and Dorit goes to the bathroom and the waiter comes over and she's like, they're all getting their drinks. And he goes, and what about the other woman with you? And Erica goes,
she's a vodka girl. Get us something vodka.
Vodka soda with the three lemons. And I love Dorit coming back and being like, you didn't get it right. Ha ha. But you know she's like pissed.
Yeah.
I love them going, We're refugees. We're Aspen refugees. We had to flee in the night. We're refugees to an actual refugee.
Yeah.
And then Diana goes, Dorit and Erica needed a safe house. And so I was the one to provide.
What
I
a
was...
saint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's...
I have thoughts, but I won't say.
You don't say them.
No, no. You're not going to get me this time.
I just wrote, I will not give in to hack culture.
I've given in once. I bought a cowboy hat at a Grateful Dead cover band festival.
Miss Wook over here.
And it was a cowboy hat. Excuse me. It was not very Wookie. Though I do also have a crochet beanie that you... Or no, it's like a crochet bucket hat.
Oh, God. Holy shit. Grateful flapper.
The only hat that I can truly wear with confidence are baseball hats.
Yeah, that's baseball hats. I will.
That doesn't. Those I will are do a an baseball all purpose.
Hat. I'm not talking about hat culture. I'm talking about
jaunty.
Mm-hmm. Jaunt.
A jaunty vibe of a hat. Yeah. And I've worn that. I wore that cowboy hat once at the concert and then I've never worn it again because every time I put it on, I feel fraudulent.
But I do like to wear a sun hat.
I love a sun hat.
I feel very like that's when I like. That's functional. That's my gender fluidity when I'm wearing like a
big sun hat.
A woman's sun hat.
Mm-hmm.
And loving life.
It just like I admire and I cringe at people's hat confidence. Because truly Montana, it was front and center. I've said this before, but it is like you give a girl an opportunity to go full hat mode and they will go, but I just cannot get myself to hat mode.
Boots I'll do.
One of these days I'll get to hat mode.
Erica's blackout.
I can't tell anymore.
She is. She goes dismissed without prejudice.
Anyone gonna ask about me?
Rinna goes over as a peace offering.
She hits the streets of Aspen to go find the girls. She truly takes to the streets.
Well, it's so
and it, stalks through these streets.
Downtown
in her
Aspen
puffy
is
coat.
So tiny that you can. It's like
you can find anyone.
Yeah, you can literally just like.
Rinna goes and tries to play nice with everyone.
Yeah,
and explain that Kyle is really hurt. Meanwhile, Kyle's having a full-blown meltdown.
She's having a codependent meltdown.
What is... This is all just from Kathy, right?
It's Kathy, and then I think Dorit triggered something also, like, sisterly.
And I think Erica being blonde and having a big personality is similar to Kathy. And anyone fleeing... Now two people have fled the scene of Kyle's Aspen house, so she's feeling really like not good enough, and then her sister's being mean to her, so she's gonna fully lose it.
And I think this is like her happiest place, so I think she like she wants to be like
she thought it was gonna go a little differently.
Yeah,
think
and,
again.
And she's like the OG, so she's like everyone has to respect me because I'm like the queen. But no Kathy Hilton said,
honey, you may be the queen, but where's the castle?
Rinna's hair is like snow hair, and I love it.
Rinna's whole vibe is like, I pray to be at a restaurant and have Rinna take to the streets to find me and just talk to me about things.
Kyle is freaked out by Dorit. She's harrowed that Dorit chose Eric over her. She keeps going, the victims. I'm like, you don't care. Sorry.
No one actually cares.
When have you cared in the last 2 years? You're just doing this now because it's like,
the only person I will say who cares, but also...
Is Crystal?
Maybe, but Sanella Diana Jenkins with her
She's all about victims fund. She's all about victims.
But I wonder, because she's saying donate to my foundation and then we will give the money to the victims.
Yeah.
Which to me feels different than just...
Doing it yourself.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Don't say anything else.
That's all I'm going to say.
Kyle's like hiding in her bedroom and Dorit's kind of like, baby, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I don't want to see you this way. And Rinna's like,
she goes, you're breaking my heart seeing you like this.
Rinna comes in and she goes, my loves.
We need to go to dinner. Put a pin in it.
Rin is in a place of denim. She is fully cosplaying. And then she goes, Dorit, go get changed. And then Dorit goes, I am changed.
Dorit does not like to be told that she's not changed.
Yeah.
Dorit, and at one point, she and Kyle, Rinna steps between them, and I was like, Rinna, Dorit's basically taking her earrings off. Like, she's about to fucking throw down.
Kyle's vibe also is she's doing something that I've done at times where, and it's such like a move where you're like scared of someone.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I'm scared of you and like what you're capable of. Knowing this, like, it's a true haunted vibe that you can only get with people that you're very close to. And it's such a troll. But in the moment, it feels so real.
It's happened to me and my family, so I get it.
No, it's both happened to me and been done to me.
I've never done it, but I've had people be like, I'm so afraid. Don't come near me. Don't come near me. I'm so afraid.
I've done both. I've been on both sides of the fear.
Queen.
And it truly is such a move.
Power. Mauricio then comes in and goes, ladies, on behalf of me and PK, I have to say, you must put it aside.
I have to create peace.
I'm like, that's weird. On behalf of you and PK, how about just on behalf of their friendship?
Yeah, I was like, what's happening here?
It's a little weird. They're so weird. Those two couples are, I'm sorry, I'm truly weirded out by them.
Do you just think it's like they're swinging or are they just...
Something's up. There's something very, it's
they're
not...
just friendly. Overly friendly?
No, I just don't know what it is. There's a feeling I feel very weird when I see PK and Mauricio together.
They're scheming.
There's a scheme between the two of them.
Maybe they're doing like real estate schemes.
Don't.
Allegedly. That's Laura, just a thought. I'm not saying anything.
Don't you fucking dare.
When I say scheme, just like they're having ideas together. That's what I mean.
Kyle and Dorisio.
Dorisio.
That's Dorisio.
Dorisio is...
Dorit Mauricio's couple name whenever they announce that they're fucking.
Kyle and Dorit make up, but Kyle needs like...
Kyle's not forgiven.
No. Kyle's traumatized.
I can forgive.
But I'll never forget. Kyle has to lock herself in a laundry room and like get her shit together while everyone goes out to dinner. And
Rinyan Canyon.
Rinyan. The Minions movie.
Yeah.
It's all minions that look like Lisa Rinna. I would watch that.
EJ is in a place of Top Bun. Not Top Gun. Top Bun Maverick.
She's
in a giant coat that I've never seen a coat like that.
And a big sweater that says, I'm a luxury.
She looks gigantic in this moment.
She's the Marshmallow Man.
She just looks... No, gigantic meaning tall. Like, she just... I'm like, are you...
big. Like, just like a force.
She's like the presence. Predator.
She has made her presence known.
She's 8 foot two.
And Rinna is continuing the troll of ordering every other tequila besides Kathy Hilton's tequila.
Can I get some
Don Julio?
Kathy's also wearing a t-shirt and camo pants, and I'm like, so she is off.
I'm telling you.
Her hair is all like fucked up.
I really think she does not know how to be like, this is a trip that she cannot wrap her head around. Like, how do I travel like this?
Kyle and Girardi chat at the bar.
Kyle, when she walks up and she's back in like a full cowboy look, I was like, Kyle is being country strong right now.
And then when they make up, Kyle goes, I'm not even a hugger. I'm like, yes, you are.
You hug everyone. You're always hanging off someone. Erica goes, did you hear what happened to me? About her like lawsuit thing.
Yeah, and then Kyle goes, yes, congratulations. She goes, thank you.
I'm like,
my God.
You are absolutely crazy.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
You're out of your board,
but keep
baby.
It up.
Please, for all
keep
of,
it up.
For our entertainment.
We need it. We crave it.
Dorit gets kind of taken to task by Crystal.
Yeah. Crystal is on her mean girl pedestal, and I'm living for it. Crystal's always going to be in the background knowing all the facts. And whenever you think that you're like not going to be confronted by her, she'll confront you with like snide fact realness.
Mm-hmm.
And it will make you regret ever being born.
She's coming for these
And
hosts.
I love that about her.
Kathy keeps going to call, Kyle, I want you to get up and do the moonwalk. I'm like, Kathy's love for Michael Jackson is, I'm sorry, it's fucked up.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's fucking weird, and I think it's bizarre, and like she's...
Like, I get it. You grew up together, but...
She's an MJ defender. She is ride or die for that man, and it's weird.
You can be friends with someone, and they can still be, like...
A pedophile.
Committing crimes.
Yeah. I can't even... Sutton and Crystal are soulmates.
They're bosom buddies.
They're having just, like, a side combo. Sutton's like, I don't like what's going on over there. Mm-mm. I think it's weird that they're all palling around already. And I think it's weird that suddenly Kyle and EJ are back together.
And they made a good point, or good points were made, that like these ladies can say nothing to EJ without like getting just raked over the coals and then never forgiven and having like drama dragged out forever and ever. But like if Kyle or Dorit says it, it's like a small blowout and then just back to being friends.
Yeah, it's like, I get it's truly, there's a lot of layers to it. I think it's mostly that Crystal's just the new girl.
Yeah. And is coming into a situation with like fresh eyes. And anyone that was just brand new to this situation would be like, what the fuck?
Crystal's like a whistleblower.
She is. She's Edward Snowden.
It's like one of those like.
She's the Snowden of this group.
Cherie, I'm like loving Cherie, just sort of like
Cherie's truly just there.
She's truly,
but her presence is felt, but I'm like,
she's auditing.
She's taking a lay of the land, knowing that she'll likely be in the mix more next season.
Garcelle was silent this episode. Mm-hmm. I think she's just like, I want to get back to my kids.
Yeah.
I hate these women.
Also, Aspen is like not the place for me.
It's not the place for anyone who has like a
Colorado is also just like the whitest state of all time.
Really chilling.
It's shockingly white.
Erica calls Crystal an asshole. So I'm like, that's so she's allowed to say that. If you called Erica an asshole, it would be
game of a bitch.
What about the facts? It's Girardi Geese. Did you ever hear about what happened to me?
She goes, Erica Girardi was dismissed.
I'm like, stop referring to yourself. That is crazy to me. That is that they're just letting that. That is behavior. If you referred to yourself as Lara Marie Shainhill, I'd be like,
there'd be no reasoning with me because I'd be too far gone already.
You'd be out the door.
But like, no one's even side-eyeing at this point. It's just a crazy web that Erica has woven that people are caught up in.
She's made it impossible to criticize her.
Yeah. It's so bizarre.
It's not that bizarre. I think it's like, there's a lot of people like that. Friend groups really, there's certain friend groups that have like that one person that's sort of like.
Yeah, I guess
I've been there. It's really weird.
Where it's a person that everyone agrees is like ridiculous, but no one says a word to them.
Not even
about
ridiculous,
it.
But like sort of like a powerful. There's always in a lot of friend groups. To a lot of people in Manhattan, status and everything. Sorry. That was literally like...
We were overcome by Ms. McCord.
I was fully possessed in that moment. I literally...
She moved through you.
It was an immediate...
It had to be
something. That was immediate, but... There are certain groups that have a friend that like
I run in very particular set of circles. What is that? It's like I was like
I run with a very fabulous circle. Anyway,
no, but there's always someone that no one will like
question, and it's usually because they're afraid of them.
I think that we should start questioning everyone and everything. Yeah. I think it's time to ask those questions, and it's time to like make your status known. And I encourage you to start some drama in your friend groups and question the unquestionable friend. We all know one.
And then I was like, I wrote, when's the Kathy going to freak out? And then all of a
when's
sudden...
When's the Kathy going to freak out?
Then they're driving on their way to... Kyle's like, we have to go to another club. And Erica's like, what more do we have to see? And I'm like, okay, again, I agree with her on that. Kyle, Rinna, and Kathy are driving... And Kathy's like, well, I'm not going to get into the... What if I don't get into the club? And they're like, you're going to get into the club.
Yeah.
You're Kathy Hilton. And then several hours later, we see Rinna's text to Erica, and it says, "I just witnessed Kathy's melting down in a way I've never seen before, throwing things, a tantrum. The hatred she just spewed towards her sister was unbelievable and unconscionable." And then Rinna goes, "I know the idea of Kathy Hilton, but now I've seen who Kathy Hilton really is."
Are we going to see it?
Yes, I think we are.
Because what was weird was when Kathy was talking shit about Rinna, they weren't showing her face. Like, the angle that they showed was like her behind someone. So I wonder if that's like their workaround of the cease and desist, is if they're like, oh, if we don't show her face, but it's like clearly her saying it.
There is footage of her running out of a garage. I think we're going to get some Blair Witch moments. And then she sent her
Kathy goes full Blair Witch third act.
She sent her like a 5 a.m. text that said, "Silence is golden. I'm staying silent."
With Rinna. Hearts. That's psychotic.
To be continued. Dolls.
Dolls. I've got to see Kathy on the loose in Bonesville, USA.
But Dolls, even more than that, you got to buy tickets to our New York show at the Bowery Ballroom on
October
15th. It's selling fast.
It's during BravoCon weekend. We're taking the Bowery Ballroom by storm on October 15th. It's a Saturday night.
We're pounding the pavement in the concrete jungle where dreams are made
of. Do you even understand?
That's power.
Is the Bowery Ballroom in the Bowery?
Yes.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that for a variety of reasons that I won't get into right now. But just know how much I love the Bowery. And I love the Bowery Ballroom. And I want you to be there on Saturday, October 15th, 2022. You better get your tickets now.
Charles.
Bye. Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith Savadoff.